Have you ever wondered whether or not you inherited the symptoms of Parkinson's with somebody else in your family? Surely you wondered this if a member of your family who is a mother or father or close living relative has Parkinson's or had Parkinson's. Have you wondered, however, if somebody further back in your family system, somebody that you actually never knew, might have had a chronic illness and you are taking on the energy of that illness? When people talk about hereditary conditions, they typically think about genes. What we're actually inheriting is the energy template that is present in our family system. Ask yourself the question then, is there someone in my family system who I have inherited the symptoms of Parkinson's from, whose energy I have taken on out of love? Use your intuition, use your instinct, use your knowing to simply begin to file through all of the close members of your family, whoever they may be, those who were blood relatives and those who are not, and ask yourself, have I taken on this illness out of love from this person or that person? It is not unusual for me to hear that a person began to experience the symptoms of Parkinson's at age, for example, 35, the very same age when a father or a mother became deathly ill, or even committed suicide, or had an untimely death, such as a murder. Is there a circumstance in your family system that fits this scenario? You see, it's very possible something might be present, and it may not be cognizant to you. You may not know that it even happened. Out of love, children will take on the pain, the agony, and the chronic illness of another family member, be it an uncle, a grandfather, a great-grandfather, or even further back. If there is such a person that you can think of that might have been the source of what is happening with you, of course happening unconsciously, for you are not knowingly taking on this illness out of love, it just happens. Bring that person now to consciousness, whoever it might be. They might not have had the symptoms of Parkinson's. They might have had another chronic illness. Whoever it might be, bring them to consciousness. See them, sense them, feel them, even smell them. Say to them with me out loud or silently, "Dear one, I now give back to you everything that I have taken on from you. The pain, the suffering, the agony. I give all of that back to you out of love." You may do with all of that as you please. I choose to have nothing to do with it myself. For I have a life to live to the fullest. I reclaim that life now. This is Robert Rogers. May you have a delightful connection with each and every member of your family and with all of your friends this magnificent holiday season. Good day.